This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome to the show. Another big day in Trump land. Another Supreme Court nominee in the books. Hopefully we'll get him affirmed and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. But he's a good guy. I like him. I really do like him. Brett Kavanaugh. I was rooting for Amy Barrett. But number one, Trump did good again. He picked Brett Kavanaugh, who's got a super record against illegal immigration. That's the most important thing in the world. And I've been searching for someone to tell me what everyone's record was against illegal immigration. And as much as I liked Amy Coney Barrett, she had no record really of anything. She's a brand new judge. So she had no record to compare to. This guy, Kavanaugh, has this amazing record of 300 decisions on one of the most important federal courts in America, if not the most important. And you could tell what he believes in everything. And he's a real constitutionalist and a real federalist and a real anti-illegal immigration, protect borders, protect American workers guy. So Trump found the right guy. And then my gal, Amy Coney Barrett, they're saying is automatically next in line when Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires. She is the first choice to replace her. So, I mean, I could have my cake and eat it, too. And by the way, the thing I wanted with Amy Coney Barrett was that she was Catholic, and I wanted them to get in a battle, Democrats, that how much they thought Catholics could not be a Supreme Court nominee. They can't be separated from their views, the church versus the American Constitution. I was just waiting for that battle so they could alienate every Catholic in America. Well, guess what? We're going to have that battle anyway because Brett Kavanaugh is a big-time strong Catholic and a Jesuit and a guy who went to Catholic school and a guy who coaches at Catholic school and a guy who sends his daughter to Catholic school and this guy's a Catholic Catholic. He's more Catholic than Amy Barrett's Catholic. So this is still going to be a Catholic battle, I guarantee you. So I get my cake and I eat it too. I get a guy who's the best on record against illegal immigration as a judge, and I also get a guy who's a Catholic. So I think this is wonderful. A Catholic family, man. Beautiful family. Great wife. Two beautiful kids. Two daughters. This guy is really a... Have you heard his speech? He's a very special guy. And I really like him. So we'll get to more about Brett Kavanaugh in a few minutes. We'll get there in a few minutes, but there's much more to talk about that I think is so important today beyond Brett Kavanaugh. Everyone will be talking about Brett Kavanaugh. I want to talk about something else right now. There's a few things I want to talk about. First of all, I'm sorry it happened today because it got overshadowed by the Supreme Court nomination. And no, I'm not talking about 12 kids rescued in Thailand by the Thai Navy SEALs. That's a great thing, too, by the way. But that has nothing to do with a political show. So it can't be my number one news story. And yet, it's such a wonderful story, I have to mention it. You know, usually I don't really care about much that happens outside the United States. I'm an American guy. I'm an America first, second, third, forever kind of guy. But, you know, when you see kids trapped and the poor coach who brought them in that cave felt so guilty and I thought he was going to get left behind, I kind of thought he'd be the one that would die. You know, because they said they took four out overnight, they were going to take another four today, and they'd never have time for the fifth, so the coach would be left all by himself in the dark cave overnight. And then if it flooded, he'd never be found. That'd be the end of him. He'd drown. Right? So I thought, oh, my God, it's going to come to a terrible ending for one guy at least. And pray you get every one of the kids out, too. Well, they got all the kids out, and they got the coach out. So great job, Thailand. Great job, Thai Navy SEALs. Great job. Not just America, we do great things. Other countries have some really good military people as well, and strategic people as well. Good job, Thailand. Very proud of you. Very proud of those SEALs, and I'm glad those kids are out. But anyway, that to me is not the story that got overshadowed today. What got overshadowed today is that Trump pardons the Oregon ranchers whose arrest led to the armed occupation of the wildlife refuge in Oregon. 76-year-old Dwight Hammond and his son, Stephen Hammond, who's 49, have won a pardon from President Trump. He pardoned the father and son from Oregon, whose imprisonment for setting fires on federal land sparked a 41-day takeover of a wildlife refuge in the state of Oregon. They were convicted of arson in 2012 for fires that burned on federal land in 2001, 2006. And the basic deal with this is they were setting fires on their own land, right, to beat the brush back, which is what you're supposed to do, and somehow the fire got a little out of control and touched a few trees on federal land, and the federal bureaucrats, a.k.a. Gestapo, came in and said, you're going to prison now, and they sentenced them to prison. And served their original sentences. Get this one. The younger guy served, the older man, the father served 3 months, and Stephen, the son, got a year. And an appellate judge ruled in 2015, once they served it and they were home, that the terms were too short under federal minimum sentencing laws, and they were resentenced to serve the mandatory minimum, and they each got sentenced to several years in prison. And this led to the 2016 protests. They're multi-generational cattle ranchers. They're not bad people. They're good people. They're salt of the earth. And they set a fire that leaked onto a portion of neighboring public grazing land. The jury acquitted them on most of the charges. Can you imagine? They sent them back to prison, these poor guys. If prison is for people that hold up an old lady, mug an old lady, knock an old lady down. With a gun, they rob a store, they pistol whip the clerk, they kill the clerk. Raping people, that's prison. Murdering people, that's prison. Home invasion, that's prison. You're going to take two nice ranchers who've never done anything wrong in the generations of their families, and you're going to put them in prison, and then once they get out, you're going to put them in prison again for the same crime and charge them $400,000 in fines? Because they set a fire that hit a few trees in federal land? They set a fire on their own land. And so the resentencing sparked a protest from the Bundy family here in Nevada and dozens of others who occupied the National Wildlife Refuge in Malheur, near the Hammond Ranch in southeastern Oregon in 2016. The armed occupiers changed the refuge's name, reflecting their belief the federal government has only a very limited right to own property within a state's borders. They changed it to Harney County Resource Center. And during the standoff, FBI agent Joseph Astorita shot rancher Robert Lavoie Finicum when officers arrested leaders of the occupation. How about this one? Astorita, this is the FBI agent. This is before I knew FBI had some bad people in it. Astorita was later accused of falsely denying he fired two shots at Finicum or his truck and pleaded not guilty to three counts of making a false statement and two counts of obstruction of justice. This is where it started. This is where we all started to realize the FBI is corrupt. So Trump pardoned the two ranchers, and I think that's great. And I'm sorry it happened when it did after the Supreme Court nomination, because it should have been big news. More big news that didn't make the headlines today. Polls show Democrats losing bid to capture the U.S. Senate. Of course. I said we'd pick up 3 to 5 seats. The latest batch of Axios SurveyMonkey polls show Democrats are in real danger of losing 3 U.S. Senate seats, which means they have no chance of capturing that chamber in 2018. In order to take control, they're going to hold on to all 10 seats up for grabs in states Trump won in 16, and on top of that, they must snatch 2 seats from incumbent Republicans. According to these polls, Democrat incumbents in Florida, North Dakota, and Indiana are losing to their Republican challengers by 3, 5, and 2 points. Another endangered Democrat in Missouri, Claire McCaskill, is ahead by only 2 points. Democrats do appear to have an opportunity to pick up Republican seats in Arizona, where Martha McSally is 4 points behind the Democratic nominee. Also at risk, Dean Heller of Nevada, my state, his Democratic challenger, is up 3. But even if these polls prove to be 100% accurate, the GOP holds the U.S. Senate. Here's another great news story you won't see. CO2 emissions hit 67-year low in Trump's America as the rest of the world rises. Oh, we're such, oh, my God, climate change. Oh, my God, America. You got to just take over every industry and just put a gun to our heads. We suspect you won't hear this too much in the mainstream media, the liberal mainstream media, or the environmental movement or Al Gore, but according to the latest energy report from the Energy Information Administration, EIA, under President Trump, per capita carbon dioxide emissions are now the lowest they've been in 7 decades. Even more interesting is the fact that U.S. carbon emissions dropped while emissions from energy consumption for the rest of the world increased by 1.6%. You know what that means? It should be a new Paris Accord treaty. And the United States should not have to do anything, and the rest of the world should put their businesses in danger. You should shut down China, shut down India, shut down the entire Europe, shut down Brazil, shut down Russia, and make sure the United States doesn't get touched. That's what that means. The U.S. emitted 15.6 metric tons of CO2 per person in 1950, 15.6. And now it's declined to 15.8. It's declined in recent years to 15.8 metric tons per person in 2017, the lowest measured levels in 67 years. So it's the lowest since that number in 1950. It's 15.6 then. It's now slightly higher at 15.8 now. But in between, it's been far higher. Last year, U.S. emissions fell more than 5%, while European emissions rose 2.5%. Chinese emissions rose 1.6%. Hong Kong, 7%. An ironic turn of events giving Europe's shaming of Trump for leaving the Paris Accord deal. And then finally, the last big news that you won't see on the news tonight that does not involve Judge Kavanaugh. When we get back, we'll get back to Judge Kavanaugh. But Judicial Watch says new HHS documents, Homeland Security documents, reveal unaccompanied alien children processed by the Obama administration included MS-13 killers and drug smugglers. Judicial Watch just today released new documents containing over 1,000 summaries of significant incident reports revealing the unaccompanied alien children processed by the Obama administration included admitted murderers, rapists, drug smugglers, prostitutes, and human traffickers. Wow. In the year 2014, there were 24,680 significant incident reports filed with the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Examples, people being admitting to murder belonging to MS-13, threatening others with rape, admitting to drug smuggling, molesting others being admitted, and seriously assaulting others being admitted or staff. Some of them who were raped and molested en route to the United States, U.S. government contractors and employees allegedly assaulting or having sexual relations with UACs, other incidents, other crimes, abuse, and self-harm. Can you imagine if this happened under Trump, what the media would be saying? Oh, my gosh. There'd be an all-out blitz saying Donald Trump, under Trump, it's actually, you know, border agents and people who process people rape these people. And they came up through Mexico and they got raped. It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Obama's fault. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 24
25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. You're a relentless warrior, Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, blue-collar, son of a butcher, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way, always give you the raw truth. Patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and most importantly, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and our beloved Republican Party. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, where our state Constitution here in Nevada bans guns, but bans taxes, but welcomes guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. What a great place to live. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, gave me my first shot in radio and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg gave me my first shot on national radio. Thank you, Ed Stoltz. Thank you, Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle coin, call 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. I wanted to grab the coin. You hear that noise? That's the coin. It's huge. It's big. It's bold. It's beautiful. It's all silver, direct from the U.S. Mint. And you get a free one right now. Give it to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, friends' kids, salesmen's kids, employees' kids, kids in your classroom, you name it. It's a great gift to start their coin collection if they're smart. 800-780-9000. I wish I had played all those games of baseball that meant nothing in my life all these years later. Instead, I should have collected coins. I'd be a billionaire now. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com for tangibleinvestmentsincorporated.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call us right now or anytime. Talk about the new Supreme Court Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Toll-free anywhere in the country, numerically, 833-927-8255. My website's rootforamerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email address, and my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. All right, that is the story. So let's get back to Judicial Watch, because they are just the greatest, and they were the ones who covered my IRS tax nightmare and how the government came after me and they persecuted me, and it was a witch hunt for my conservative political beliefs. And they just keep coming up with great stories about Hillary Clinton and the failed FBI, the fake FBI and the fake news media, and Barack Obama the criminal, and now they come up with the idea that, you know, they found the new Homeland Security documents revealing unaccompanied alien children under Obama. They admitted murderers, rapists, drug smugglers, prostitutes, and human traffickers. 24,680 significant incident reports, examples of these reports. A male UAC, UAC stands for these people that you admit, unaccompanied minor, I guess, is UAC. I'm not sure why it's C. You think it would be UAM, unaccompanied minor. Oh, it's unaccompanied child. UAC must be child. So an unaccompanied child at a shelter in Fairfield, California, admitted he was forced to kill while working for the Gulf Cartel in Mexico. Wonderful. A male UAC being cared for at the Heartland International RC facility reported he'd been an MS-13 gang member for a year before coming to the U.S. A male UAC cared for at the Heartland International Committee of the Red Cross facility reported to staff he had been made to kill three people by a drug cartel. A male UAC housed at Kids Peace Shelter, apparently a reference to the Kids Peace facility in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, told another male UAC there, "I am a rapist. I'm going to rape you." Wonderful. Just, you know, they're sending us our best in Mexico. Don't you realize that? Everyone's got to hate Trump because they send us their best. A UAC at the Morrison Peso Secure in Portland, Oregon, informed a youth care worker that all kinds of kids here are snorting white pills. Some residents had brought the pills into the facility. All the residents are snorting white pills and at all times of the day. Wonderful. Beautiful. A male UAC in the care of Heartland ICRC reported he was an MS-13 gang member who had been selling drugs. He told social workers the reason the gang members made the kids use drugs was to get them addicted. A female UAC at Sandy Pine, Jupiter, Florida facility attacked a staff member with a chair after being told to stop inappropriate sexual behavior towards another female UAC. After being restrained, she threatened to stab an unidentified person with a knife. The report concludes by saying UAC will continue to work on identifying and implementing coping skills to manage her mood. Can you imagine meeting her in a restaurant, taking her home? That would be fun. You gotta make sure that she can cope with her mood. Otherwise, she'll take out a knife and cut your throat. A male UAC at a Baptist Child Facility shelter in Baytown, Texas, said he worked as a human smuggler, charging $8,000 per person as he crossed people into the United States. And a female UAC at Lackland Air Force Base was alleged by other UACs to be the daughter of a coyote, a human smuggler, and was helping pass information to her father. Lovely.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now!
You USA Radio News.
FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work. He was also asked by Congressman Bob Goodlatte about some of those texts that he sent to FBI agent Lisa Page.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, "just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support." And smell is in capital letters, all capital letters.
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in the text.
All right. The Justice Department today filed an appeal to a federal judge's decision to approve the $85 billion AT&T Time Warner merger. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, some great guests today. In a second, we've got Joe the Plumber, otherwise known in real life as Sam Wurzelbacher. We've got James Herson with all the Hollywood gossip. And we've got Ed Butowski in the Newsmax Hour. If you don't know that name, he's the guy that backed the investigation into the death of Seth Rich and then was badmouthed by the fake news and is now suing all the fake news because he believes he got it right with the murder of Seth Rich. Ed Butowski in the Newsmax Hour. This segment of the show is sponsored by Landis Tax Group. I don't need to say much because Sam Landis is the best damn tax lawyer in the world. He represented me twice in front of the IRS. And when you call, you have a free consultation, so it doesn't cost you a thing to find out exactly what it will cost you if you choose to go with them. How do you lose with that? No salesman, no hype, no sales pitch, no BS. You just talk with a real lawyer, which means you're protected by attorney-client privilege, and you'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it'll take to get you the help you need. Call 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the Landis Tax Group, my buddy Sam Landis. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, numerically 800-934-3578, 934-3578. Thank you, Sam Landis. He has sponsored my radio and TV shows for 2.5 years from the very beginning. Well, we're about to celebrate our 2.5-year anniversary on the air. Pretty cool. All right, we've got Joe the Plumber standing by. Wayne Allen Root with Joe. What's up, Joe the Plumber?
Oh, just living life, brother.
Shall I call you Sam or Joe? Because I know your real name is Sam.
My full name is Samuel Joseph, but I've gone by Joe all my life. So, my family goes by their middle name. Don't understand why. It's just the way it is, brother.
All right. Well, so here's the deal. You know, it's funny because I know we have you on for a different topic. We'll get to that in a second, this new device you're representing to protect kids in the classroom. We'll get to that in a second, called Swift Shield. But I wanted to mention on a day where I've got a commentary coming out in the newspapers all around the country in the next 48 hours that's about Democrats becoming domestic terrorists. They can't nicely or even just get in a little debate and be strong or harsh about it with Republicans. They've got to say, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to murder you. We should harass you. We're going to kick you out of the restaurant. We're going to spit in your food. We're going to kidnap your children and put them in a cage. Guys like you and me confront an Obama and tell him what we think, and we think he's a bad guy. We think he's a commie. But we never, ever say, I would hurt you, I would hurt your children, I would hurt your wife, I would throw your kids in a cage. We never say, I'd spit on your food in a restaurant. You know what would happen if Obama came in my restaurant? I hate him. But if he came in my restaurant, I'd grin, take a photo, smiling with my fingers up, and I'd put the picture on the wall. Because I got a picture with the President of the United States. I don't understand. Liberals are insane. So I thought of that because you had a respectful but strong debate with President-to-be Obama on your lawn in Ohio at one point, right? You didn't say, I hate you and I'm going to kidnap your children.
Well, no, it doesn't serve a purpose. And, I mean, the rhetoric out there, and I spoke about this just a few weeks ago myself, the rhetoric is getting crazy. And it's going to continue to get worse. The media loves it. They eat it up. And you know as well as I do, the media is really against us as well. And so they use this, and they power persuasion, and that's what they're doing. And this rhetoric, you know, like I said, the media's eating it up, but it disgusts regular folks. I mean, it really does. I can't stand even turning on the news anymore and listening to some of the stuff they're saying because it's just it's so out there. It's not even funny. I mean, and you and I, yes, we are the adults in the room. We want to have a debate. We want to have a good discussion. We want to solve the problem. And yet these guys just want to yell, scream, and throw fits and get nothing accomplished. It's kind of along the lines with what's going on with immigration right now. You know, the Democrats are just there letting the media essentially run roughshod over the Republicans because we're actually trying to accomplish something. And the left is just sitting there on their hand and letting the media eat us up. It's just a terrible place to be in right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe the Plumber, you're a very intelligent guy. I like you. I think you're a good man. You probably don't know this about me. A lot of people don't, but I was under massive IRS attack during the Obama administration because I was Obama's college classmate, and I told everybody, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. He's the ghost of Columbia. It makes no sense. He's a Manchurian candidate. He says he graduated on the same day as me, pre-law, same as me, political science, same as me. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know another student or classmate of mine who ever saw him, ever heard of him, ever met him. Interviewed all the top professors at Columbia. No one ever had him in his class. the most bizarre situation ever seen. I merely told the truth and said that in the media, and I faced massive IRS attacks. I'm just wondering, it's just a, you know, this is like an O.J. glove question. I don't know what the answer will be. Were you attacked by the IRS during Obama's 8 years?
No, I was not attacked. I was attacked other ways through the media. You know, I was told I was a racist, a bigot, a homophobe. You know, pretty much anything that I would speak about, they would do their best to belittle me and make my argument less than. So, you know, a lot of people were attacked in various ways, and I've heard of other people being attacked through the IRS. You know, some of the Tea Party groups, some of the conservative groups out there. I do believe the government, unfortunately, uses the power against, you know, regular American civilians to get satisfaction to one degree or another. You know, like I said, I made a simple statement that Barack Obama tap danced around my answer like Sammy Davis Jr. And all of a sudden the world says Joe the Plumber's a racist. Sammy Davis Jr. was one hell of a tap dancer. That's why I said it.
Right.
You know, so,
well, you
yeah,
know, there was a guy in Fox News the other day that said to the other guy who was debating, you're out of your cotton picking mind, and the guy just happened to be black, he was debating, and they suspended him for 2 weeks from Fox News. It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard. There's no reason why you can't say you're out of your cotton picking mind. It's absurd that the lengths that we go to protect political correctness, and even Fox News now, is guilty of it. That guy didn't say anything about the other guy being black. Your cotton-picking mind is a very common statement. I looked it up. It was created way before slavery. It had nothing to do with black people at all. Never did. And so it's just so ridiculous. Can you imagine getting in trouble for saying you're out of your cotton-picking mind?
Oh, actually, I don't have to imagine it. When I was in the military, I was in basic training, and I was in charge of my flight. That was Air Force. And the other company's guide on said something to my flight, and I said, boy, you happen to be black. I was raised down south. We call each other boy, son. All of a sudden, I found myself up in the commander's office. And this was, you know, back in 91, 92, and it was already getting bad. I've been there, you know, seen that, done that. It was the only thing that saved me was my drill sergeant said, you know, this guy was raised down south. It's not like, you know, they don't call each other boy and son. It has no racial connotation, however. And so I got saved by my drill sergeant. But, yeah, I mean, this has been a long time coming. I mean, they're trying to keep us quiet and keep us shut up and more easily controlled because they want people afraid. And the more people are afraid, the more they're able to get more power. And that's all it comes down to, brother, is power.
Yeah, you're assuming that's a Southern thing, and it may be. I mean, I'm assuming because you know you were raised down south, it is a Southern thing, but I was raised in New York. I'm the ultimate Yankee. I'm actually a Yankee fan, and I'm a Yankee from the North, and I constantly say boy and man. You're my boy, you're my man. Whenever I like someone, I go, you are my boy. And the other day, I said it to someone, he happens to be African-American, and I almost gasped out loud. Because I always say it to everybody, and I realize I'm saying it to an African-American man. How is he going to take it? And he just high-fived me and said, thank you, man. And so, you know, if someone takes it bad, that's their problem, not mine. I didn't mean anything boy about the color of his skin. I always say, you're my boy. You're my man. That's the way I talk. Everyone in New York I knew in my neighborhood, which is a black neighborhood, talk like that. So, I don't know. I don't think it's a Southern thing. I think lots of people say those words. But in any case, you do have a new device out. It's the main reason we had you on the show. Because we all, you know, so many of my listeners are parents, and they've got kids they send off to school. We want to keep them safe. The device is called Swift Shield. It's designed to quickly lock down a classroom or an office within seconds. The website is SwiftShield.com. You are their national spokesman, I assume. SwiftShield.com. Tell us about it.
Well, ultimately, it's been 19 years since Columbine. And what's going to amaze your listeners is most of the schools in America still are not secure. They don't really have any kind of thought process. Now, they do drills. They have some platforms out there called Run, Fight, Hide, Alice training, things like that. But, I mean, by the time you were 5 years old, you knew Run, Fight, Hide from a bully, or if your mom was going to take a switch to your bottom, you ran. You know, I mean, so we already know that. We don't have to spend $20,000, $40,000 to have a security expert come into your school and tell you Run, Fight, Hide. What we do need is added layers of protection. And I'd like to tell you that Swift Shield is going to protect everybody, but that would be a lie. What it does do is it helps first responders. It locks down a classroom, so those 20 or 30 kids that are in that classroom are going to be able to walk home when an active shooter situation is taken care of by first responders. And that's what it's meant to do. And each classroom can have one. It takes just a few seconds to deploy. And we made it very easy because when you're in a high-stress situation, your dexterity is gone. You know, fumbling with pens and little holes and things like that, it makes it becomes more and more difficult. So We made this to where, you know, a three-year-old can literally put it on the door handle and then walk to the corner of the classroom and get down on their hands and knees and tuck the position like they're supposed to during an active shooter situation. But the problem is most people don't even know my device or devices like this are out there. I mean, I'm not the only show out there. There are a lot of great devices out there that need to become mainstream so people know that, hey, there is more security for your kids out there. And, you know, we got to get away from the gun control debate. 19 years of gun control debate, and children are no more safer than they were now than 19 years ago. And that's why, even though I'm a huge Second Amendment guy, I go around speaking on behalf of the Second Amendment on a regular basis. I've actually backed off that because we need a solution now. We got 60 days until school really starts up back in America to secure these schools and make these kids a little bit safer. And so I want parents to know about it. They're out there. You got Swift Shield, which is my device, which I think is great. You got the Bolo Stick, which is another great device. And they are out there. It's just superintendents and principals are afraid to take that decision and buy these devices for the schools to protect the kids because they don't want to accept the responsibility of something bad happening.
All right. His name is Sam the Plumber. His real name is Sam Joseph Wurzelbacher. I got it? Wurzelbacher?
Yes, Wurzelbacher.
A.K.A. Joe the Plumber. He's the national spokesman for Swift Shield. If you want to get one for your kids or you're in a school business, education business, you want to get one for the classroom to protect your kids, you go to SwiftShield.com. Swift Shield, one word, S-H-I-E-L-D, SwiftShield.com. And tell them Wayne Root and Joe sent you. All right, Joe. It was great meeting you, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
God bless. Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV in hour number 3, which, of course, you can find on channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, and all kinds of other places, Google TV and Apple TV and Roku TV, stream live at YouTube and NewsmaxTV.com. Wayne Allen Root, War. Let's go to war. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Synagenics. Synagenics has 21 clinics all over North America, but mostly in the United States. One of them, their main one, here in Las Vegas. People make it a four-day weekend. They have all their work done in Las Vegas. Then they head back to their hometown, where they've got a clinic nearby there as well, for updates. And you get assigned a doctor, unlimited consultations. 25% of Synagenics' patients' base are physicians and their families. How amazing is that? You know, I like to eat Chinese food out. When you walk in a Chinese restaurant, everybody's Asian. You're the only white guy. Always a good sign. And so if it's nothing but doctors going to Synagenics and they trust their families with a Synagenics, you know Synagenics is good. If you're free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Nobody wants to be older, right? What's the opposite of older? Younger. 888-YOUNGER, Younger. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. And they're making Wayne Root younger. You'll see when you switch on to Newsmax TV, I'm younger every day. Thank you, Synagenics. I was pre-diabetic, by the way, when I went to see them, and they did all the studies. In 1 month, no longer. In 1 month, no longer insulin resistant. In 1 month, they cut my triglycerides in half. In 1 month, they cut my cholesterol dramatically. In 1 month, my human growth hormone up dramatically, my testosterone up dramatically. Thank you, Synagenics. Register at Synagenics.com. The phone number, again, is 888-YOUNGER. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got our guests. I want to quickly get back to Mark Volker, United Precious Metals Association Board of Directors. You mentioned this bank that does everything in gold and silver.
That's right.
How do people contact this bank?
Oh, that's easy. You just go online. We have a website, upma.org, and any American can go on there, sign up, create an account, put some money in there, and you'll be buying gold and silver coins, which belong to you. It's 100% reserve, and you can access that wealth. You just ask for a Visa card, and UPMA will send it to you.
All right, upma.org.
UPMA.org.
UPMA, United Precious Metals Association.org. All right, thank you, Mark Volker. Keith Wiener is now at the mic. And he's the CEO of Monetary Metals, monetary-metals.com. And you are the original guy who came up with the idea, correct, for Jim Marchant's bill, which is the Nevada Gold and Silver Bond Enabling Act. You are the creator, correct?
Yeah, our business is all about paying interest on gold. And so as I think about the gold standard, I think about interest returning to gold, and interest is what's going to bring the gold out and into circulation.
Why is it good for Nevada, and why is it good for America to have this bond act?
It's good for Nevada because it lets Nevada get out of debt at a discount. Right? So Nevada today, I'm told, owes about $11 billion. So there's a lot of bonds out there outstanding in the market. And for a population of 3 million people, you can do the math, but that's a pretty high per capita debt load. And it's growing like all the other debts in this system. If Nevada auctions off this...
Nevada, I got to say it right, Nevada. They always get mad at me in Nevada if I say Nevada. It's always attaboy, Nevada, Nevada. There we go.
Nevada.
There we go.
I say it like I'm from Chicago. If Nevada sells the gold bond and says, we don't want to be paid in dollars, we're not trying to raise dollars, and says, we're not trying to raise gold either, we want you to redeem our existing outstanding Nevada bonds, then the market will form and say, okay, how much outstanding debt are we going to bring to tender to the state in order to get the new gold bond? I think initially that's going to be at par. So today the gold price is around $1,250. So let's say the state issues a 1,000-ounce gold bond. It's about $1.25 million, right? So I think initially the market says, okay, we'll bring you $1.25 million worth of outstanding Nevada paper. But this is a bond that's paid over 10 or 20 years. And meanwhile, the dollar's falling over 10 or 20 years.
As it always does.
Right. So that means that there should be a discount on that paper. The second auction, maybe the market comes and says, we'll bring $1.5 million worth of outstanding Nevada paper for $1.25 million.
So explain to the average person, what does that mean? What would that do for Nevada?
That means in this case, Nevada's getting out of debt at a 20% discount.
Ah, got it. Okay. And why is it good for America, for the United States of America?
Well, two things. One, there are other states in America that can do the same thing. Number two, we need a way out of this system. Our system is breeding debt, and the reason is very simple. We use the dollar to pay our debts, but the dollar itself is an IOU. If you use an IOU to pay a debt, the economics term is extinguisher. There's no extinguisher of debt. Merely we're shifting it around as we pay with IOUs, which means the debt doubles about every 8 years, and it's been doing that since Nixon in 1971. Gold is the extinguisher of debt. If we bring gold back into circulation, that means we can retire debt, put it out of our misery, is the way I'd like to explain it. And so this is the first step to kickstarting that process.
We have $21 trillion in debt in the United States. Do you have any idea how much debt is there in the whole world? What is the number for the world? Got to be like $150 trillion or something like that?
Well, so the $21 trillion is only the debt that they admit to.
Right.
If a private
Some
company,
say it's 220,
if,
right?
If a private company kept its books the way the U.S. government does, the officers would be in prison. So the actual debt, if you try to add it up, and it's hard because they don't give you honest numbers, is at least $150 trillion, maybe a lot more than that. By official numbers, I believe worldwide debt is in the $60 or $70 trillion.
But that one's probably like $260 trillion, not...
A lot more than that.
A lot more.
They have the same retirement problems and medical system problems that we do.
All right, the music is on, which means we got to say goodbye. There's time limitations to radio, but we've had some time with Jim Marchant, Nevada Assemblyman District 37, who just introduced the bill, Nevada Gold and Silver Bond Enabling Act, to save Nevada, to save the United States of America, and to save the world, by the way, from the massive debt that's eating up our entire economies. Mark Volker, United Precious Metal Association Board of Directors. Website is upma.org. If you want to go to their bank, upma.org. And Keith Weiner, CEO of Monetary Metals, monetary-metals.com. We like people that educate my listeners, and these guys educate my listeners. Mark, thank you very much. Keith, thank you very much. Jim Marchant, thank you very much. Good luck getting this through. Let the unions know you could save their pensions. That's how you might get attention to Democrats. Wayne Allyn, War Now. I'm going to change my suit. Right back at you at Newsmax TV.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Come.